Not happy with the attendance numbers of your live streaming? Well, we have some ways to help out with that, and it's all coming up next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 467, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
So I just realized this, Steve. We didn't do a sound check before we started to do this. And I have no idea. There's some of these in the past, you've been a little bit hotter than I have been. And that's, it's really tough to be hotter than me, but you've succeeded. So anyhow, I think as long as you project, we'll be okay. I don't know. Or should we stop this thing and start it again?
No, we're good.
All right. Okay. So thanks for being with us here today, folks. As you see, we stumble through this stuff, even though we've been doing this thing for decades. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay? All right. Anything new going on?
Nope. I was just trying to finish something up before we started this.
Yeah, sorry. Interrupted you. All right. I had a new experience. How do I say it? Some of you know I had a heart attack last year, and then actually back in 2016, I had a heart issue, and you were there at the
time.
That was
2016, really?
It was 2016. Can you believe that? And I ended up having a stent put in because I had like a 99% blockage in my widowmaker, which was, I just saw something on TV the other day. They said only 12% of men survive if they have an issue with their widowmaker outside of a hospital, not inside the hospital, you know? Wow. So it's a good thing you took me to the hospital. So anyhow, even though I blame you for everything. So I'm getting to this real quick before we get to our topic. I was contacted a couple of weeks ago by a company called Recor, and they work with my heart specialist, Pima Heart, and they said, hey, if you sign up for this, your insurance pays for it, and we give you physical training, and there's all sorts of videos on nutritional eating and all that stuff. And so then they actually sent me a little blood pressure deal. If people are watching on video, it goes on your wrist. Like it's not like the old fashioned ones. And then they also have me do, they sent several things, but they sent me some of these. You know what these are?
Yeah,
they're bands. People who aren't watching us, it's a green wide, like rubber band, really long, right? And you use it to stretch, you wrap it up on your arms and you can do stretching on your legs and you can do all sorts of things. It creates tension, to build your muscles. And so what they want to do is they want you to make sure you're active, which I actually am active, but I thought I'm going to sign up for it because it's hopefully my insurance really does pay for it, like they said. But I had a session yesterday, which only half hour, and had me do squats and had me do the stuff with the bands. And it was not a bad little workout for 30 minutes, So anyhow, that's new in my life. All right. Nobody cares about that. But I've got like 70 sessions with them. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm doing it Monday night and Wednesday night, like at 6 o'clock, and not a great time.
Is it online?
Yeah, they do it online. I don't go anywhere. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, they do it online, and you just
is it live video?
It's live. It's a live, live video.
Oh, cool.
So you set it up. You set your camera up, your phone up, and then so she can see you. And then sometimes you have to move it because you do all sorts of weird things with your legs, and they want to make sure you're not cheating, so they want to see your knees go up and they always you do blood pressure stuff. They always take blood pressure before. And several times after each exercise. When's the last time you took your blood pressure?
I have no machine at home like you.
See,
so you need to do that. Every time I get blood, which is about every 3 months or so.
Your wife doesn't do blood pressure?
No, nope.
She's like Miss Physical. She's like a physical fitness person, right?
She is, which this is very interesting because she just started a new business just this week.
Yeah.
She's doing what you had done for a post-heart attack thing, but she's doing it as a physical trainer.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know if she does the live video piece because that would be interesting.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's pretty cool. But what was I getting at? So, well, you have like an Apple Watch. Doesn't it take your blood pressure? Maybe it doesn't.
It does my pulse, but it doesn't do my blood pressure.
All right. Well, okay. I didn't know. I don't have one. I'm not charmed. All right. So anyhow, you ought to take your blood pressure more often since you're getting up there.
All right.
You know, spring chicken. All right. Episode 467. We're going to talk about ways to ensure better streaming, better live streaming here. We've got five ways. Before I say that, I want to mention that we have a webinar coming up. It's called How to Build a Volunteer-Friendly Live Streaming Setup. We got a nice long title there. Worked hard on that. It's a webinar, and George Birchall from Epifan Video is going to be there with live Q&A. It's only about a half hour long, live Q&A, and they're giving away a AV.io capture card. It's worth over $450. So if you do streaming video or you know somebody that does, that's a nice little prize that they will give away at the end of our webinar. So you have to stick around for that. So it'll be fun. It'll be good. And hopefully you'll learn something and we'll all learn something together with George Birchall from Epifan Video. Go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv to sign up today. And it's free. And I think you'll like it. It'll be good. So, I forgot the date. April 22nd is when it's happening. April 22nd. Of this year at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And that's, of course, 9 here on the West Coast. All right. So five ways to ensure better streaming. So what we want to talk about today is really interaction is real key. And we're going to talk about the power of interaction and the power of analytics and why you should really consider doing that if you do live streaming. So the notes here, Steve, you looking at the notes?
I am. I wanted to start off with the one that's down your list, but that's the most compelling, I think. Why are we talking about live?
We can start it. We can go there. Vander Blumen, I guess, is the name of the research company. They said that 60% of churches saw higher online activity when they were engaging their audience. So again, that's indicating the value of staying in touch and interaction with your audience, your members, your people watching your live stream. So that's a nice little stat. We have lots of time to, we do streaming video. We're streamingchurch.tv, one of our products. And we do have people going, nobody watches my stream or they don't stay very long or whatever. And part of the issue there, we believe, is that if you're not interacting with the people watching your live stream, you're missing the boat there. And you're missing not only keeping viewers watching online longer, but you're missing ministry opportunities for those people.
Yes, exactly. And that we provide options for ministries to stream however they want. And a certain percentage choose to just do video only. So, and we kind of frown upon that for this very reason, right?
Yeah, so. And I understand. You know, a lot of the excuses are we don't have enough volunteer help. But I would strongly encourage you, if you're a pastor listening or a tech guy listening, you know, really look at getting some volunteer help. And as you know, Steve, years ago, when I was at your church as the whatever I was. Online pastor or whatever, we actually had people from not only from our church that were web hosts or church online hosts, but people from out of state, clear across the country. And Young was the name, Margaret Young and her husband, can't think of his name, but they also were hosts. So you don't have to necessarily have somebody at your church. If you know people around the country, they could help. But it's really important to consider that. Now, we do have an AI web host.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That was another stat that we found with just the ministries that we deal with. Those that turned on their, I'm going to get the stat right, but This is a while ago. Those that turned on the AA web host had like three times the amount of engagement as those that didn't turn on the AI web host.
I don't know if any other companies have that or not, but we do at streamingchurch.tv.
Yeah. And it knows your church to a certain degree, and it knows the conversation that's going on. So it should be fairly appropriate. So something to, I mean, if you are doing the interactive stuff, give it a try. You can always turn it on and turn it off at any time. So,
Absolutely.
And it will immediately start participating if you turn it on, and it'll immediately stop participating if you turn it off. So it's interesting too. It's kind of fun. I found it does a really good job.
It does. It's really improved a lot, and credit to you for making that happen. But our bottom line here is, you know, if you don't use us for streaming video, make sure you find somebody that has an interactive chat platform that has features on it, not just chat, but other features like who's watching and prayer request and a connection card, you know, abilities. Those kind of things are so important. But also, I think it's really important here that we don't talk. Well, we talk about it a lot, but a lot of churches don't think about it. And that is number two in our notes. Create a live strategy. Create a live strategy. What do we mean by create a live strategy?
I assume that means create a plan for how you're going to interact with those online, how you're going to follow up with people, how you're also kind of determining who your target audience is, that you can specify exactly the right messaging and the right amount of content and that sort of thing. So we have we partnered with Media Mentoring that provides expertise on live broadcast for Christian ministries. And they kind of identified that churches typically fall into three areas where they want to either equip their saints and, you know, mature their body of people, or another group is interested in reaching their immediate community and have an impact on their community. And then other ministries are interested in kind of reaching the world for the gospel. So if you don't put together a strategy consistent with your goals, you're going to miss the mark. So,
and we beat the drum on this a couple podcasts ago, but you really need a strategy. And to just say, well, we just want to reach everybody, that's not a good strategy. you really need to decide who you're trying to reach. Are you trying to reach people in your community? And we have what Graham Spencer put together was missional ministry and what was the last one?
Maintenance. I always forget them too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, maintenance is the first one. That's where you really focus on the people that are in your church. You know them. They know you. You work on really just them.
Yeah. And he outlines that you need, there's five tenets. So you need a goal, a strategy, you need a team, you need content that's consistent with your strategy, and tools was the last one. So, and he found that most people figure out, the tech part, the tool part, they go, we got it all figured out. We're going to go buy this camera, do this, set this thing up. And without ever visiting the strategy or what content they're going to have or what team is in place to manage all that equipment. So if you don't get all those things coordinated through a live strategy, then you're going to create a mess, you know. Especially we've seen it too, where churches will have this really techie guy and he's really into the tech stuff and he buys all this really cool stuff and gets everybody, you know, all kind of set up, and then he leaves and nobody knows how to run anything. So that ties into our upcoming webinar on creating volunteer friendly streaming experience.
And that's a good, and look, I just want to say this as somebody that was in ministry for a long time in pastoral ministry. I understand if you're listening, if you're a pastor listening to this and you're saying just all the things that Steve just said, it can seem a little overwhelming. You know, you want to do streaming video. Maybe you are doing streaming video, obviously, but all the things you just said, Steve, can feel a little overwhelming, especially if you're a small church. So I just want to encourage people, you can start small. It's the old joke or the old analogy of how do you eat an elephant, you know, and it's just one bite at a time, right? And so it can seem overwhelming, but start, you know, with one piece at a time and take your time at it.
So getting back to the interactivity we have at our church, I don't know if they're doing it this year. I haven't heard them talk about it, but we do a Good Friday service, and it's very unique in that it's a very somber service, and there's a candle lighting exercise. But the thing that is really unique in it is they encourage people to, after the service is over, to quietly leave, to not talk to anybody. And so the intent is to, you know, just continue that somber deal. But I was just thinking about with regard to interactivity. Imagine if you, every Sunday, you had church at your service, at your facility, and you said, no one can talk. You know, everyone, there's no whispering, there's no talking. You all just come in, do your service, and, you know, attend the service and then leave. Imagine what that, you know, how long would it take before people aren't coming back? And so that's kind of ties into kind of the video only, because you are kind of doing that sort of thing. You watch it, you don't participate, you don't talk to anybody, nobody knows you were there, you know, you don't recognize anyone else that's there, and then you leave. So, I mean, it's kind of a parallel thinking about it. I mean, just imagine if you did that in your own church, you wouldn't do that. So
that's a good analogy.
To be able to reach out to people and let them chat in church and welcome people and talk to people and see how things are going and see how the message applied to them, that sort of thing. So
that's good. Very good. I like that. That's a really good analogy. And that's why we want to encourage people pastors and people in leadership to interact as best they can. And there's other ways to interact too, not just during the live stream. You can set up online Bible studies, online small groups. We did all that when I was with your church, online seminars, special events for people that you can use interactivity with, maybe not just a streaming platform, maybe something like Google Meet, or which is free, or you know, if you have Zoom or something like that, you can interact with people. So, again, take it to the next level if you can, and you will find there will be lots of positive things begin to happen with the people online. And maybe if they're local, they'll actually show up, you know, which is a good indication that you're connecting with people. They'll eventually show up because they always want to check you out first before they walk in your door.
Yep, exactly.
That's what they do there. All right, good deal. All right, how are we doing on time?
So
where's my timer at? Oh, there it is.
Other key point is to use analytics, just like with anything else you're doing, is if you don't measure it, you're not going to, what's the saying? Who's the famous person?
Who's the famous person that says that? It's all jumbled up in my mind. I don't know. I'll just duck out of it and say I don't remember what exactly
it is. Or if you can't measure it, there's no way to improve it.
Something like that. But it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If you have a goal, you need to figure out, you know, it needs to be a measurable goal, and you need to see, you know, are you hitting it or not? And that's kind of what we're trying to get at here.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's only natural. So, I mean, churches want to see people first be exposed to the church, and then they want to experience the church, and then they want to have them become connected with the church where they're doing some things, and then they want to be committed to the church, so that, you know, there's this whole progression path from the outer perimeters to the core of the church. And churches want to see more and more of their people follow the path. But if you don't take measurements of things that will help improve each of those stats all the way from the people being exposed to the church to being committed to the church, then
and people involved in ministry later too.
Yeah. And so there's no way to know whether things are working or not, unless you kind of have a goal and a vision for it and then put together a strategy of,
yeah, it goes back to what we said, the second point, and that is develop a live strategy, online strategy. Yeah. I mean, that's what you're just saying is how do you know if that strategy is working?
Yeah. Well, I think this is broader than just through your online live strategy. You're going to want to do this throughout the church.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're going to, you know, to move people all the way to the core, you're going to, you know, there's going to be things going on, you know, should we have small groups at our church? Should we do this? So anyway, there's a bunch of stuff. And if you don't, you know, measure.
How do you do that? What analytics should you be looking at?
Well, all the way from the outside, I'm just paralleling this to, you know, what we do within our ministries, serving other ministries. We have some things we track every week, like how many visits do we have to our website? And then we look at how many people engage with us and how many people begin to create a free trial with us, how many people go on to stream their services. So there's the same kind of thing, same kind of metrics that you should be involved with. How many people are exposed to your ministry? How many people attend? How many people come back again for a second time? How many people come back for a third time? Where are they coming from? You know, we deal with this all the time. This past weekend, one of the churches wanted us to monitor their stream. They said people were having problems. And so we dropped in on the stream. We also have some tools, or just some easy tools, to go see what their technical data behind their stream was. We found they're streaming at 6 megabits per second. And then you go in and you go and look at some other analytics, found that 73% of the people are watching on a phone. So 6 megabits per second is not going to work well on the phone. So you're going to get a pretty large percentage of people that are going to have issues with that. So these are, you know, just some of the metrics, like knowing what percentage of my people are watching on a phone. So I want to target some things. I want to make sure I'm going to adjust my bit rate so that if people are out and about and not on a Wi-Fi connection, they're going to be able to watch the stream. And so those are just one quick example of taking some measurements of things. And then looking at, you know, for us, if let's say a bunch of people come to the website and nobody creates a free trial, like what? Or they come to your church website, but they don't ever visit your church. You got really high numbers with regard to visitors to the site, but nobody's coming to the church. Then that points to, hey, let's go put some things that, like, you know, plan my visit and some other things that will encourage people to make the transition. So if you are streaming, there's just a ton of data available.
Well, from us, there is. Not every company provides that, but we do.
That's true. Like if you're streaming on Facebook or YouTube or something like that, you get one number and it's typically grossly inflated. So, and that one number is just number of views. And you'll look and you're like, wow, I attended online in the service and nobody was chatting, nobody was interacting, but I had, you know, 4,000 views of this video. That means, yes, it might have made it into the pastor's Facebook page, and as people scrolled by the live stream, it recorded their half second view of this live stream. So now there's another one. So you're getting some, you know, some
people are watching. They're not really watching.
They're not really watching. Yeah. They may have seen it for a half a second, but they didn't really engage. And you have no idea on some of the other stats we're talking about. Has to do with, you know, whether they came back or not the following weekend, or, you know, there's a bunch of stats that we provide.
First, second, third timers and those kind of things. And
how active, we give you stats on how active people are participating. So it gives you average number of chats that people are doing. So if that number is really low, you'll know that it's a pretty, you know, dead service with people engaging. So
let's move on. We got a couple minutes left. One of the things I wanted to mention, which is a new thing for us, which every church that's with us can take advantage of, and that's Digital Ministry RX. So this kind of falls in line with everything we've just been talking about here, right? So
yeah.
Tell us, what is the Digital Ministry RX and what is that whole thing and how does that work?
Well, it's a very quick way to go through a cursory process where you choose, you identify your goal. And we talked about the three main goals, maintenance, which is going to be in equipping my saints, and then a community outreach, which is a ministry outreach, and then a missional ones, which is going to be like a worldwide one. You choose your goal, and then the system will go through and pull up a bunch of information just based on your website to just get some more information about who you are. And then it will also pull together all of your streaming stats. Like there's like 20 plus streaming stats that we talked about, some of them previously. And it also goes into not only your live stuff, but your on-demand. You know, how many people are watching on-demand? How engaged are they getting with the on-demand? How current are your on-demand? And what's the volume of the on-demand? A bunch of stats. Pulls all that together. And then using AI says, hey, if I want to reach my, if I chose I want to reach my local community, and this is my current attendance, engagement, and return visits, here's what my website says that, you know, our personality of our church is. What are some things I can do? And it kind of puts together a prescription that is, has some short-term instant wins, some quick wins. So you can go through and it'll say, quick wins, do this. Here's some 1 to 3 month kind of things. Here's some longer-term things. If you want to reach your goal, here's some metrics that I should be measuring. I should be watching. So I've set this goal. Monitor these metrics as I go forward and see if they're improving. So it gives you very quickly, inside of, I don't know, 3 minutes or so, a good analysis of your current situation and based on your goals, some tips and a strategy for moving forward to achieve those goals.
So that's Digital Ministry RX. So this is available for people that are using streamingchurch.tv. It's in their admin control panel. They can look at it. We'll do a little help video on it. I think we already have. Mike's done something on it. And so, if you don't use us, it's not going to work for you. But you can always make a free trial with streamingchurch.tv. Now, of course, it's not going to give you a lot of information for 30 days. But if you decide to stay with us for a while, it will help you, with the things that Steve just mentioned, the analytics and everything involved. So I would encourage people who are streamingchurch.tv customers, our clients, to try it out, Digital Ministry RX, and we'll be happy to talk with you about it. And we even have a partner you mentioned over there in Scotland, Graham Spencer, who's with MediaMentoring.net. Did I get that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so he's also very good at that stuff too. So anyhow, look, we do this just to try to help churches. That's what we're doing this for. And if you're doing live streaming, we want your live streaming to be successful in the sense of reaching the goals and the strategy you have for it. And that's why we do all this. All of us have been involved in our churches and for a long time. And so we have a heart for ministry. So that's the whole idea behind this. Everything we do here, the blog, people go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. We'll probably have something about this podcast on here later. Of course, the Church Solutions podcast, as well as the webinars we do, webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up for the new webinar coming up on the 22nd of April. And it's going to be how to build a volunteer-friendly live streaming setup. So it'll be good, some good stuff. So just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And we have all other resources as well. We just go on and on. All right. I think we're done here, right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate folks listening to this or watching it, wherever you might be, whatever platform you're on. And we'd love to interact with you. So let us know what you think about this, what some of these things we've been talking about. And we'd love to get your feedback on it. You can certainly do that by reaching us at streamingchurch.tv. And there's a chat box, and you can chat or you can leave us an email or whatever, but we'd be happy to hear from you. All right. If you don't subscribe to the Church Solutions Podcast, I encourage you to do so. All right, Steve, thanks again.
All right. Good being here.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. And thank you, folks, for listening or watching us. Take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.